Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:20. Too many people, well, until the petrol price increase, were driving to go on holiday, and I'm sure many still are. The petrol price, of course, an absolute horror. That is going to have a real impact on South Africans over the festive season. But the other thing, of course, is remaining safe whilst you drive. Eugene Herbert is the Chief Executive of Master Drive. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi there, Howard. Well, and you, thank you. It's nice to have you. Sound so bright and cheery this morning. It's good, eh?
I've been accused of that a few times today. You know what? I'm going to have to put a stop to that. We can't have people thinking I'm in a good mood.
You could spoil lots of people's day if you keep that positive attitude.
I see that is already happening, looking at the SMS line. Either way, many of us, I happen to be a massive fan of driving in South Africa, driving to our holiday destination. It's for us as a family. It's one of the nicest parts and the most enjoyable parts of our holiday. We drive through places. It just opens the world up to us and the country up to us. But obviously, it comes with some risk. And we need to be aware of these things. How do we remain safe whilst driving?
Howard, you know, I'm glad you posed that question because it places the emphasis on you, the driver. How do we remain safe while driving? Mm. So it really sits the onus on the driver, and it's not rocket science, please. And people often wonder how I make money training people when things are actually quite simple. So if I can run us through a few things that will, if you apply, you should get to your holiday destination safe. Remember, you're just one of many, many road users out there on the road today. And so it starts really before you undertake the journey, and part of what you should be doing is making sure that your vehicle is able to travel the distance that you intended to. Have you checked your tires? You know, we hit potholes, we do all sorts of things. And if we had to take an extended trip where the temperature is running consistently high, we could inadvertently have a tire failure. So before you take a long trip, go through some of the basic precautions. Are your tires good? Is there enough tread to last the journey? And you know, with the rains that we've been having in the last while, people think we need tread on our tires in order to improve grip. It's not really there. It's to ensure that you can disperse water efficiently. So if your tread depth is not right, please change the tires. So that's one of the things that you can do. The other thing is you're traveling through rainy weather. You should have, if you haven't done so already, make sure that your windscreen wipers are capable of dispersing the water. Because there's nothing worse than you traveling in the rain that's pelting down. There's headlights coming from the opposite side. There's brake lights in the front. If you can't see clearly, then you have a problem. So one of the key ingredients to ensure that you can drive safely, you must have good vision. So please make sure your windscreen is right. And here's a hint if anybody doesn't know how to do it. If your window is misting up, turn the heat up and switch the aircon on, and that disappears almost instantaneously. But thinking about that, when you're planning your route, there used to be a time, and I'm not sure about you, when I used to prefer traveling at night. But given the fact, you know, 50-60% of our fatalities at any given time are pedestrians. And we know what happens. Pedestrians tend to wear darker clothes, etc. During this part time of the year, they may even be under the influence. So it's my personal choice
I do actually enjoy driving at night. We find sometimes driving at night is relaxing. There's less cars on the road.
Yeah, sure. Mm. Absolutely. But we need to be cautious. And if you are driving at night, please ensure that your headlights are set correctly, because you should be able to pick up somebody walking on the side of the road or some obstacle in the road. Mm. But the challenge with many people's cars, you know, the headlights are not set correctly. So if they did come across an obstacle in the road, by the time they hit their brakes in order to come to a stop, they were traveling too fast.
Right.
So make sure that when you're sharing the road with other road users, your vehicle is safe, you've got good vision, and please let's not be distracted. International statistics tell us that 25% of crashes are brought about as a result of distracted while driving, the greater majority of which is cell phone. So if you are driving, and let's say you've got a picnic hamper with you, please make sure it's in a position where you can reach it, avail yourself of whatever you want to drink or eat, safely without taking your eyes off the road. And for heaven's sake, if you are considering for using your cell phone to engage, Don't do it. It's, I don't know if I've shared this with you before, Howard, but the total distraction that takes, it's not just the amount of time that you take your eyes off the road, but the total distraction, if you took a cell phone, sent a message, received a message, is about 5 seconds. Now, if you're traveling on the road at 120 kilometers an hour, that's 33 meters a second. So 5 seconds, 150 meters that you're not paying attention. So please, for heaven's sake, just do that. And while you and I are doing that, just remember, not all road users are going to be as well-behaved as what you and I are. They may be using their cell phone. So keep an eye on a road user in front of you, coming toward you, whose behavior may be a little bit erratic. Just rather than insist on your right, you know, this is my lane and I'm going to keep to it, come hell or high water. Just slow down, take some corrective action so that you get to your destination safely.
In terms of the duration of a drive, how long is it? Obviously, and it differs from person to person, but in general, how long should you be able to drive without taking a break?
Okay, here's some guidelines that we use. Roughly 2 hours, 200 kilometers. But of course, you know, some of our distances that we travel, it may not be safe to pull over for a rest, but plan it so that it could be, you know, 1 hour and 50 minutes or 2 hours and 15 minutes or something. But if you get regular rest and get, and taking a break is not just pulling over to the side of the road, eh? You get out of the car, stretch a little bit, have hydrate yourself. Energy drinks are also phenomenal, eh? But of course, we don't want to kill ourselves with all these high energy stuff that we now stay awake for the next 4 weeks while we're on vacation.
but it does work. You know, there's like a Red Bull or a cup of coffee. It does help, you say.
Yeah, but remember, bearing in mind, it's not necessarily lasting. So it's momentary. Nothing replaces good rest. So if you've got a driver that you can share the load with, please do so. You know, men, I don't know about you.
Look, we've tried that every year, and every year my wife says, I'm sharing the driving, and then she drives for a bit, and then we realize our marriage is not strong enough to survive this, and my kids are pleading at the back for me to take over again because they think they're going to die. So then we swap, and I land up taking over the driving. No disrespect to my wife.
Yeah. But they're good companions, eh?
So well, she keeps me awake, so that's a good thing.
Keep us awake, eh?
Exactly, right. But obviously one should share the driving if possible.
Just one last thing if I can share, and you know what, I think what you're saying makes sense when you go on holiday. Part of the vacation is the drive. So instead of rushing to get from point A to point B, slow down a little bit, and here's a hint. If we're traveling at 120 and we reduced our speed to around about 100, give or take, you know, we're going to save about 15% on our fuel bill.
Oh, well, that helps. There we go. You had us at saving. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. The wind resistance is decreased. So not only are you more relaxed, you're chilled, you're not fighting with other motorists, but then just please, if somebody wants to pass you, just move over a little bit. Don't sit there and say, you know, this is my lane, I pay my taxes, and therefore I'm never going to give way, you know.
Absolutely right. Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of A Master Drive, giving us some tips about traveling safely in the festive season. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.